Nigel, warmest congratulations on the title. You proved it not only 2 weeks ago, but you proved it today when the money needed to be on the table and taken off. You've got the Coles Cup in your hand, and fantastic for the Inverell Highlanders to see that happen.
Yeah, we're very, very impressed and happy how the boys went. We've had a mixed season of fellas that have been able to turn up and latecomers, but we've really worked hard in the last probably 2 months, and a lot of fellas have really committed themselves and worked really well, and they're a good bunch of mates, and that's what's really done it for us.
I think it's a great challenge for a club like the Highlanders, is you've not only got a certain group of players that play reserve grade, but you're all back up and play first grade again, maybe on the road down at the Belmore Hotel, Scone Brumbies, or at home. And
yeah,
it's one of the great challenges for the club, is to bring all those juniors that Rowan's done a great job with,
yeah,
to move through and play 16s and 18s and then move into grade.
Yeah, we've got a really good Waller program that works at the Inverell Highlanders, and some of those guys are still playing reserve grade and first grade. But the fact that the guys really came together, they're a really good bunch of mates. We stuck to our structure, which was probably what won us the game, and were patient. And you know, Maury got the points on us the first what was it, 5 minutes,
yeah.
And then we were able to pretty much hold them out for the rest of the game. So we're very, very happy about how it went.
Well, that was the thing. Maury weren't able to use the wind properly in the first half, and you guys did, and you were able to capitalise that. And just in the middle of the second half, you just nailed them with 2 quick tries.
Yeah, the 2 quick tries was probably what put the nails in the coffin, or I guess you'd say. But we've, you know, the boys, as I say, they work really well together. When we got those 2 tries in that second half, or sort of midway through the second half, and then kicked that penalty to sort of seal it off, we knew we sort of had the biggies in the jar, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Nigel, what do you do for a living in the great metropolis that is Inverell?
Well, I live in Inverell, but I teach in Bundara. And a little shout-out to my girls' touch football team that I have out there. They've won an under-16 Open Central Schools Championship as well. So over the last 4 weeks, to win a major semi, a grand final, and a couple of school kid team runs, I've been very lucky and had a very good run.
Well, it looks like there might be a potential Wallaroos in the future there, of course, with the Central North under-17s as well, moving into seven-a-side rugby. What have you noticed as a teacher? Is it one of those great difficulties for not only your big schools, but a small school like Bundara to get out there and actually, you know, get sporting teams together, let alone rugby teams?
Yeah, getting sporting teams together is hard work. It takes a very committed coach, because you've got such large distances to travel to do different things. But if you've got commitment from players, which we do at the Highlanders and at schools and at a junior level, then you'll do okay. If you've got to be chasing guys all the time, then it makes a struggle. It is a struggle.
Man, what about Gary Walsh, the Belmonters? Have you seen him around the traps at all?
Yeah, no, Gary's been great. He came over and done a couple of sessions through the season, and one very, very important session was just before our finals campaign, and he talked about chop tackling, getting over the ball, getting to our feet quickly, and that's probably what made a fair bit of difference even in our grand final and major semi this last 2 weeks. So he's been really helpful.
Yeah, well, that's what we've got development officers, man. Finally, Peter Davison, you know, you've had to carry the can and win the premiership for him in spite of him being the president, and also Simon Clark in amongst the Electric Eels. How's he gone? How have they helped you out as a club this year, both the El Presidente and the coach?
The president is one of the most helpful blokes I know, and I can't thank him enough. And he knows that, and we've got a really great relationship. He's a hell of a nice fella, but will work tirelessly. He spent 6 hours on some issues over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Simon Clark, you know, anything I've asked him to do, or he's offered, and he's just been really fantastic, and I thank Clarky very much. Ben Morris is the co-coach with me, has been really helpful, and been a great sounding board as far as reserve grade, because we lost our... to a trip around Australia, lost our other coach, Andrew Lee. Probably a bit disappointed he couldn't be here, and I just spoke to him on the phone. He's overjoyed for us, so we miss Andrew, but all the staff, Chrissy McElwain, Glenn Ubergang, Jade McElwain, Warwick Reddit, a really good mate of mine who came to run water, and he hasn't had much to do with us all year. You know, I'm very, very lucky, and Nick Hollingworth and Ross Fuller were sort of two older heads in the team who were great support, great sounding boards, great fellas and great leaders too, and I think that's probably the main reason we probably won this game, and them rallying those fellas together in those harder games definitely has made the difference.
Thanks for your time, Nigel. Celebrate the moment having the Coles Cup, and of course that was Nigel Henley. Of course he's part of the full body experience of an Inverell Highlander side that has won second grade in this year's Santos Central North Rugby Premiership.